Airbnb can now collect and remit hotel and motel room tax on behalf of hosts in the county. Allegheny becomes the 27th county in the state to reach a tax agreement. Larger counties like Erie and Niagara, though, have yet to do so. Airbnb Northeast Press Secretary Liz DeBold-Fusco says that's because counties with big cities tend to take longer to reach an agreement because there's more hosts to take account for.
For example, what we saw with, you know, Monroe County, where you have Rochester, those always just take a while because there's always other things that have to be considered. But, you know, certainly, as I said, we're continuing to talk with Erie and Niagara County. So hopefully we'll have another announcement for you soon.
Data from Airbnb shows close to 25,000 guests visited rural designated counties in western New York over the past year. That's up from a little over 12,000 the year prior. Fusco says Airbnb's communities in rural counties are their fastest growing.
I mean, we've seen tremendous growth just in the past year. So certainly the additional tax revenue that will come into these counties and support local tourism efforts will only continue to help that growth.
Ellicottville, Jamestown, and Bemis Point were the top rural areas visited in the region this past year. In that time, hosts in rural western New York made just over $3 million. The tax agreement went into effect in Allegheny County December 1st. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.